Well, welcome to the Lazy Bird Podcast, the afternoon edition of the podcast. We're here with Paul. Paul, how are you doing?
Not bad, James. How are you?
The sun's coming out. I'm really enjoying it. I am having a coffee, and I got some great news. I was working on my podcast earlier today. The one that I recorded yesterday with my friend Kamoy. I've actually uploaded it on Anchor. And hopefully in the next couple of days, it'll be on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify and all the other fun podcast apps.
That's crazy. You've already progressed so much with this podcast in like 3 days,
like
2 days, 3 days.
I'm trying to put the link on here, but I don't know how to do that. on Castbox. How do I write a message?
Oh, you should be able to say something at the bottom there. Just right into the chat.
Yeah, whatever. I'll post it some other time. Let's get started with our podcast today.
Quick question. You weren't on the news yesterday, were you?
I wish. Why?
I thought I saw, like, because they were showing people dancing in the street, like, at a certain time every night. I swear it was on your street at your parents' house, and your mom was dancing in the front yard, and then you were dancing on the road.
I don't know. I guess that wasn't you. What news channel was it?
CP24.
I don't think it was us. I really doubt they would come all the way out here just for my street. Yeah, I don't know. So what's today's date? Today's April 6th. But today's date is April 7th, 2020, right? It's a Tuesday, if just in case you forgot what day it was. It is currently noon where we're located. And well, let's talk about the news, Paul. All right, so
let's talk about it.
What caught my interest today is the UK Prime Minister is currently in ICU with COVID-19, which is pretty crazy. He was going pretty heavy, telling people not to go out and not to do everything, and now he's got it. So it's pretty intense. I wonder what would happen if he would unfortunately pass away.
Yeah, apparently their stock market, whatever stock market that is already taken a hit since he was hospitalized. But he doesn't have pneumonia or anything. He's been on the respirator machine, so who knows? I don't know. It was pretty nuts. But I remember a few days ago or when he first got it, he was saying, yeah, I was shaking hands with a bunch of people with COVID, and I'll still continue to do so. Just make sure you wash your hands. But now it's gotten to this point.
Yeah, he seems like, I think I said this before, every time I see him, he looks like he just woke up out of bed. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a character.
I think I prefer him over Trump, though.
Yeah, you know what? 100%. 100%. Trump's just messing
things up. Well, he's messing things up, too, but, you know, whatever. He's not Trump. he's not a stallion like our prime minister here in Canada, Justin Trudeau.
That's what he does. That's why apparently he was elected, just because he's a looker. That's it.
I'd sleep with him.
Not much else.
So yeah, for free.
For free?
For free this time. Oh yeah, for sure. There's that. And then the Canada benefits packages went live yesterday. I applied early this morning, and it was quite easy, Paul. It was surprisingly like you press three buttons and that was it, and you got your money. It tells you within 3 days, hey, here's $2,000 Canadian, which is,
that's fortunate for you. Unfortunately, I still don't apply. Like, I've lost like three, I don't know, I remember saying I lost like 300% of sales compared to last year around this time, but because I've made income within 14 days, albeit very minimal, just enough to barely like make payments. I'm still not eligible, so hopefully over the next couple days when they pump out new info and adjust those requirements, hopefully I'll
You were saying they're making adjustments, right? Like they're opening up the qualifications for this package.
Exactly. Yeah. But I know, listening to him speak today, he was kind of pointing out like students and all that stuff, part-time students and all that. So hopefully, freelancers that have noticed quite a bit of drop in revenue do
Yeah, that's
get
good. Because, yeah, it's
some
not just
support.
people who are working full time, it's people part time too. I guess I didn't really think about that at the beginning.
Exactly.
But, you know, Justin Trudeau can't do anything wrong. We just need him to take his shirt off.
That's
Yeah,
and
we'll be
Canada will
saved.
be saved. The
Exactly. We'll
economy
just sell
will boom.
pictures of Justin Trudeau.
There we go. Russia did it with
Yeah.
Putin, and
Well,
I think
yeah,
that
I don't
worked out.
know if Putin's a great example, but I don't know if there's any listeners out there who are obviously going through the same thing. What's your government doing to help out? You know, well, I'd be kind of curious about that. I haven't really been paying attention. Maybe I should, and if I'm going to be doing a new show at noon every day. But if there's anything that they're doing, let us know. You know, are they sending you money? Are they sending you food? Are they sending you vouchers? Or are they just doing absolutely nothing and destroying the country even more? We would love to know.
We would
We'd
love
love to
to
know. What have you been doing with your time, Paul?
I've been ridiculously busy. I don't know, helping, like my work hasn't necessarily, like it's picked up a little bit, but for small things. So I'm getting like small minor tasks, but when I'm not working, it's just kind of trying to set things up to look for more sales. So
What have you
I've been
been doing
busy,
for fun?
but that's taking care of myself. So, oh, for fun, I'll smoke a doob at night. And that's pretty much it. Or every, not at night, just every now and then throughout
As you
the
do.
day. And that's pretty much it. I don't know. I've just been again, I kind of, this hit me pretty rough, so I've been kind of just struggling getting by. But hopefully in the near future, I'll have a breather and
Yeah, for
get to
sure,
watch
for
TV or
sure.
something.
I've been working on this podcast. Like I said earlier, I posted my first podcast episode actually like 10 minutes ago, so hopefully people can check it out. But I've been busy. I've been running, I've been walking. Yesterday I took a break. I took a break yesterday. I was like, after we did I did my podcast, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna relax. I've been going 100% for the last 2 weeks since this coronavirus has been going on. It's, you know, it's time to relax. So I sat down, I turned on the Netflix, and I put on Tiger King. I don't know if you've watched any of it,
Ooh,
but bits and
bits and
pieces,
pieces.
yeah. It's a pretty interesting documentary about this, about these people who own exotic cats. It doesn't even seem real. The guy, the main character, Joe Exotic, he's a character, that's for sure. I suggest people to check it out. It's a good watch. It's definitely not going to stimulate the mind, but it's going to stimulate the funny bone, that's for sure.
And pastime, and pastime at
Yeah,
least.
so that's our update for today. Are you looking forward to anything today?
Myself, no. Just pumping some workout. I'm trying to plan a barbecue this week. I just need to pick up some charcoal. Wouldn't mind cracking a brew and having a barbecue and just taking a moment to
You're
myself. But
saying the
other than
price of
that,
charcoal has gone up.
surviving. No, there's $8 for like a tiny bag or $13 for a
Well, what
bigger
kind of
bag at a
barbecue do you plan
convenience
on
store. And
having?
just wasn't feeling right now. I just I'm a, even though we're in a pandemic, I still want to get the best
Of
bang for my
course.
buck. I was hoping I can get that bigger bag for $10, but you know times are dire right now, so you can't really, barter with
That's
people
true.
really right
Maybe you
now.
can.
Or maybe you
You can
can.
barter toilet paper,
Yeah.
Lysol, and hand sanitizer. So how come it is more expensive than gold at the
That's
moment?
it. Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't understand how
There's an
people can run
idea.
out of toilet paper. Like, I use like one roll a week.
It's not that. It's people. I don't know why people are like nervous to run out. Like, I don't know. There's so much other things to worry about. Why toilet paper
Exactly.
is
It's
your
like,
first go-to? We need to wipe our
what
asses,
do you want me
man.
to do? Take a shower?
Thinking, waste water? No, I'm gonna wipe my ass. I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me, Paul. I just want to let all the listeners know again, I launched my first podcast today, the Lazy Bird podcast. This episode's on self-compassion in the restaurant industry. If there's any chefs or front of the house, bartenders, you know, managers, sommeliers, restaurant owners who want to give it a listen, it's great. It's a great conversation I have with my friend Kamoy. And you can find that on Anchor, and you can also we'll be able to find that episode on CastBox. It's my very first one, and I hope you guys really enjoy it. So yeah, that was the Lazy Bird afternoon COVID-19 update. I'm James, and I'm with my buddy Paul. Thank you for coming on, Paul.
Howdy.
As always,
thank you for having me.
We'll
as always.
Talk to you later.
Easy. You as well. All right, easy.